Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
Well, everybody, are you too fucking excited for another to talk about Amazons?
No.
I'm ready. I had my five guys.
Okay. How about you, Gar?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because you guys legit kidnapped me while I was reading my book.
Oh, no.
All right.
Now you'll never be player one.
Well, you know what? Here's your book. Here's your phone with your audiobook.
Well, there goes Will Wheaton. And 200 Tokusatsu songs I'll probably never get back.
Now you'll never be player one. You'll remain player three at best.
Oh, so I'll be H from the book.
He is player one.
He said to a fuck you. And
no, it's
B,
my show. I can do everything.
Gar proceeded to say to a room full of people who have no context.
You never know. Our lovely viewers can probably be less.
Good job assuming reading. That they're lovely.
You're all lovely to me.
Anyways.
Good job assuming we have viewers.
Well, actually, if I
learned something from the Discord general chat. Our fans are fucking bad shit crazy.
And they could be listening right now because of our new Discord setup.
And I mean that is...
I mean that in a loving, forgive me way.
No, I do mean that in a loving way, yes.
But actually, I was going to say, I've been looking at the view counts for our last few videos, and our Enter the Amazons videos have actually been pretty popular.
You will also become popular? Ultra Ranger, coming out this Thursday.
Oh, boy. Wow, you're so confident.
If you get me what I need on time.
Yeah, I'll email it to you right as we're done this episode.
You know, if you get him what he needs. Drugs.
No, yeah, man. You got any more of those spark dolls?
You got any more of those lysogenic cells?
Anyways, so,
Oh, before we talk about Amazon...
Oh, my God.
Thanks to Lang, he found me the Yellow Legacy... figure.
The Legazord!
Yeah, so now I have a complete build a Megazord.
And me, I got a Nintendo Switch for my very own, so I'm extremely
and
happy.
And me, I bought a pack of gum!
I thought
and
you were going to talk about that
console
thing.
Came in the mail today.
Wow, you're not talking about your GPT win.
Your what came in the mail?
My Shia Quanta is one of the Gundams.
Oh, cool.
That
cool.
I'm using for the, Caster.
Stop buying Gundams and save up for an X-Bone! Crunch already got one! What's your excuse?
And yeah, Lane mentioned I ordered a GPD Win. It hasn't arrived yet, but I'm excited to get it. Basically, think a semi-decent Windows 10 gaming PC with a full keyboard the size of a 3DS.
What'd you get, Aircaster?
Q-furious typing of people Googling this now. I think he thinks it blows...
Okay, you know what we need to do?
Cue the roll call?
No. We already did that at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, right, wrong show.
We need to get, like, giant googly eyes and just put giant googly eyes on them.
Or just, like, a Sentai mask.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll design, like, an Aircaster helmet and, like, print it up and put it on it.
Now I'm getting Brave Little Toaster flashbacks with the air conditioner going batshit crazy.
I need to watch that movie.
All you guys can move around! I'm stuck in the wall! He legit blows up.
I gotta watch that movie.
And he's like... Dude.
Anyways, since last week Gar was away for personal reasons, we were doing a double episode this week. So
because
we
did one last season, so why the fact not?
So we were talking
and we
about
the perfect time to do it too.
So we were talking about Amazon season 2 episode 5, Rambling Roses, and season 2 episode 6.
School days,
thank you.
AKA days. Amazon's episodes.
I hate myself for not remembering an episode name.
That's what I'm here for.
I know. Okay, shut up! Anyways, so Gar actually made an interesting point where apparently when like Mamoru's, they're like talking with Mamoru and everything, it suddenly was daytime when clearly it was night when
we stood here looking dramatically at each other for a few hours, I guess.
To quote Super Mario Brothers episode 19 or 20, I can't remember which one, when they're talking to Link, it magically turns into daytime. Mario, how did it randomly become like daytime? Wasn't it just night like a minute ago?
Next episode.
Or you know, like one of the James Bond movies. James Bond did all of his exercise and everything before he continued speaking to this one guy.
Or it's like how in American Graffiti, how it takes place all in one night.
Yes.
So we discover what Mamo's new deal is.
Yeah, so...
He wants bodyguards.
He's lonely. He's very upset at the fact that, like, a lot of his own kind were killed and slaughtered in, you know, Tlaloc or whatever, so...
That's no
He's
good.
Like, I'm the one who has been making humans in Amazons, because we need more people, because fuck humans. You guys suck.
Well, that kind of sucks.
That's no good.
And Gar has a box on his head.
That's why he's sensei.
Bucks me in. God, that's
it's his battleizer.
Hey, guys. Out of the box.
Oh.
Out of the box.
Oh,
out of the box.
Would your gadget be Boxo Box?
Boxo Box!
Boxo Box!
Round Wacky Action Box!
Well.
I love boxes. Especially the SpongeBob episode with Patrick and SpongeBob just
coming
in
the box.
Ah!
Anyways, so like the old elimination team, whatever, like that, they're like super upset that like Mama's kind of like being like a dickbag about
how
all
this.
How
this happened to us?
Like, one of them wasn't Amazon this whole entire time.
No, that wasn't Fuku.
It was one
guy.
Of his rando followers.
Wow, way to be racist.
I told you this while we were watching.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell.
That guy has short hair and glasses. That guy has short hair and glasses. Same guy.
Who's the one
it.
With glasses and a gun? That other guy you saw didn't have a gun.
Yeah, but
Fuku has a mustache.
No, he didn't.
He looks exactly like Fuku.
That's actually racist.
That's
no,
racist.
It's not.
So what, all Asians with glasses look alike?
Actually
no.
Racist. Yo, okay.
It's not racist. When I can't keep track of who's fucking who in this show because they all wear the goddamn same thing!
No, I don't. Fuku had his black uniform on and the guy with the glasses had a blue jacket on.
It's
night time!
And as far as I know, the only person fucking anything is Chihiro with his hand.
I was thinking of how to get into that joke.
Let's go into Chihiro for a second. God, is he a horrible, horrible protag!
I have never once experienced a writer or any toku show where I have been so vehemently against the protagonist and every one of his motivations.
Like, he's
And then
even...
I brought up the fact, like, what about Tenkuji Takaru from Ghost?
He has to have motivations for me to be against them.
Oh.
No, but, like, an example for, like, how fucking messed up and, like, creepy Chihiro is. Like, you see, like, Iyu talking to Tachibana, and, like, Tachibana's trying to, like, talk, like, she's, like, reminiscing about, like, oh, yeah, Haruka came to my house, like, 6 times, and he ate with us 3 times. And then you just see Chihiro just, like, run in right in front of her. Oh! Did you have fun? Yeah, fun, right?
Chihiro is such a goob.
Like, he's so fucking fixated on making Iyu seem like a fucking normal human being. She's dead, bro! She's a fucking corpse! There's nothing you can do! Hell, the glasses fucking guy, like, with the...
It starts with F.
Whatever, the fucking...
The guy who looks like
Nintendo.
The Nintendo-looking motherfucker.
The man with glasses.
Even he says, like, Tiro's like, oh, she protected me. No, that was just her responding from a thing she did the day before.
It was a coded response in her programming.
Yeah, so I'm like...
And I know that we're jumping... Like, I'm jumping ahead into the next episode.
That was too, actually.
But Chihiro apparently has a purpose, in which I think I might be right on this.
Yeah, it's so...
But according to the subs, I think... I wasn't really paying attention that much, I'm sorry.
I know, you don't really care about the show anymore.
Yeah. I think they want to indicate that Chihiro is Amazon Prime, the guy who... Like,
the source of the lysogenic cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy
so,
who arrived 2 days after it happened.
At least he came with Free Shepherd.
Yeah, so just as we're saying that Chihiro's not relevant at all to this fucking show, they literally made him super important.
But not even through any merits of his own effort. It's
no.
Just by circumstance.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's the reason the fucking Amazon's... Or humans are turning into animals.
For all we know, he just, like, pissed in that one...
As a kid.
Why everyone's infected.
How old is Chihiro?
He's like
I don't
20.
Know.
I don't care.
I'm gonna say he's roughly in his, like, early 20s.
No, he looks like 17.
He looks like 18, at least.
So you would say he's in his teens years? Okay.
Yeah.
How long has Alpha been in Amazon?
Roughly as long as, like, probably like a decade at least.
Okay.
Are you going somewhere with this?
Well,
because I think in the episode they were trying to indicate that, you know,
there has to be some reason why Chihiro is both a human and an Amazon.
Well, no, like, because, you know, before these two interrupted me, I was saying that Chihiro is the one that started the Amazon virus, period.
Are you saying he did it on purpose?
No, he was the first one to be infected with it.
No, yeah, they're saying that the origin point of the lysogenic cells is Chihiro. That's what they said.
Like all Amazon cells.
No, no, they're saying the source of the new infectious ones is Chihiro.
Which my thing is, what if he's
Jiro's son?
Yeah, what if he's Alpha's son?
Oh.
Plot twist.
I mean, he's definitely older than 5, but I don't know.
I
mean, like, before Alpha, before the show, before he started killing Amazons.
After all these years, I finally found you. And who the hell are you? I'm your dad, Chihiro.
I'm your dad, Peter.
I doubt it's a thing, but...
I don't know. I don't really see any evidence in one way or the other.
Because of the whole next time thing, I'm like, maybe it is?
Open your eyes for the next...
Anyways. So let's talk about Mamo. We get to see his new design. Now, I don't know what the official name of the form is, but I'm just going to call it the Super Mole Amazon.
And...
As I mentioned...
I like the shoulder pads.
As I mentioned when we talked about it in Extra Cast Ranger, I feel... Here's the thing. I had my thoughts about it, but I'm sort of flip-flopping on it. When we first talked about it, I didn't like it because I feel it didn't fit his character. But now that we've seen what his character has changed into, I hate it less, is the best way I can put it.
Yeah, like, he...
But they don't really, like, brought up the fact that, like, how did he get it? Like,
all the
other Amazons look the same. So...
He evolved.
He mutated.
Into what? His champion form?
Sure.
He evolved
5 years?
Yeah, I like to say, like, Amazons evolve over time.
Amazons are organic creatures. They mutate, they infect.
But
why not?
In 5 years?
Yes.
All the more reason. He's been around that long. He hasn't been killed yet. Every other Amazon we've seen hasn't been around that long.
But then again, I have to look at Planet of the Apes when...
Plus, you also have to think about it like this. He's worked with a team that their whole purpose is we're here to kill Amazon, so he would know all the air quote evolution trees he would need to branch out to be a you're not gonna hurt me machine.
I know the perfect way to sum up Mamo's new outfit. It's legit a new gimmick toy for an Amazon's toy line.
Oh god, no.
You can buy Mole Amazon, or you can buy Super Armored Mole Amazon.
Oh, it's like a Battleizer?
No, it's like one of those gimmick figures that have...
Oh, like the toy line exclusive shit that never happens in the show?
Yep.
That is kind of what it looks like. It seems like gaudy and unnecessary.
It's like a
You know what it is?
What?
Mamo evolved from a Monster of the Week into a General.
Oh, there's a good idea. But that sort of leads into what I'm going to say here. You know what I think they should have done? Seeing as all the new Amazons this season have had remnants of their clothes left on them, because Mamo had that badass black jacket, I think his mole form should have had a similar jacket, if not the same jacket on top of it.
Agreed.
It would kind of look a bit off.
Uh-huh.
Because now that we have seen what the suit really looks like thanks to the figure arts, because, you know, the show is so heavily filtered, it's hard to actually look at the designs. You know, that's why I like show superhero Tyson, because you actually see Omega in his full green glory.
Yeah, anyways, I won't get into that. but yeah, so like even though Mamoru's like he's like super hellbent on like making new friends and stuff like that, or getting new Amazons and everything made.
He's Michi.
He he still can't eat people. He just, like, he feels so... Like, he's like, eating Mishima's arm, like, it was so good. I loved eating it, but just, I can't fucking do it. And, like, it was... It's interesting that, like, kind of the bit of the old Mamoru is still there, but, like, he's so fixated on, like...
They hate humans, but they can't bring themselves to eat them.
Yeah.
So he and the rest of his group, who I'm dubbing the Mamozans, I have basically allowed the infection of the lysogenic cells in order to grow, mutate new Amazons to literally be their fucking soldiers of war against humanity.
And thus,
it's when everyone's an Amazon, no one will be.
Yeah.
All of the Incredibles jokes.
Yeah, I've been saying it all along.
And thus, Mamo became the Mole Man from Fantastic
Four. Where is my rider belt?
He doesn't need one. but no, then there was an interesting like exchange of dialogue where like Shido was like, "Yeah, well, I want to protect like, you know, my kind because I'm human. That's what we do." And Mamo just responds with, "I expected as much."
Well, yeah, they're humans. That's what they're going to do.
No, but you saw Shido's reaction to him saying that? He was torn!
He looked like he was going to cry!
Yeah, he was like,
I felt
holy
so bad.
Fucking shit. And then, yeah, like, Nagase being, like, the fucking idiot, impulsive idiot that he is.
Because he only knows revenge and he doesn't have the same connection.
Yeah, he, like, tries fucking taking on, like, one of the Amazons by himself.
No, he lunges at them and Mamo fucking dummies him to the floor.
Oh, yeah,
snaps his fucking arm. It was awesome.
Well, yeah, like breaks his leg or arm.
Oh,
or
you
something.
Guys can leave, but if you don't, we'll have to kill you.
Yeah, and then like one of them's like a bee.
The
other one was like a spider.
Are you sure it wasn't wasp?
It's no. You know what they were?
They're all the season one Amazon.
I was about to say that they're all a bunch of the Amazons from season one.
Yeah, the spider bee guy.
To monster suits.
I saw the butterfly dude with the scarf.
Yeah, like yeah. So what do you think are happening to suits from like Kiva or like Deno right now?
Closet
in storage.
That
or broken down for new suits.
They're getting sweeped up because they've all decayed into the floor. I mean, hell, look at the devil suit right now.
Go ask Rainbow Zoke.
Who's Rainbow Zoke?
The guys who make the suits.
Oh.
I learned that from Bueno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then they all go their separate ways, but then Mizuki is, like, on her way to go meet up with the team or whatever like that, but then Haruka stops her, and Haruka's just trying to be like, hey,
I didn't know they were doing that shit, but I'm still gonna keep them from dying.
No, it's
yeah.
Haruka, can you give me a hand in this situation?
No.
Pass me the water bottle. Haruka, can you give me a hand? That's necessary.
God damn it. You're gonna kill that joke.
That joke will never get old because I fucking love it.
For the youngins, that was a Toy Story gag.
I'm the youngest person here, E.G. I think.
You don't know our audience.
No, well, how old are you?
I'm saying our audience.
What
yeah,
year?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so I am the youngest person.
You're still the baby!
You're the oldest, E.G.
Grandpa E.G.
I'm not the oldest, Raven is.
Oh, but like in this room.
Granddad
okay.
Raven.
So then we go to. God.
We get Chihiro coming in with his fucking dick balloon he got at the fair to give to Iyu, who's just quote unquote cleaning up.
And naked, and then the balloon pops a bit, and that's like,
wow,
super speculating that he has a boner.
I absolutely didn't expect this kind of humor in fucking Amazons.
And not Tendo just like comes up to him and it's just like, yeah, no, she's not gonna like balloons, dude. Like, stop trying. Please.
This is like me trying like too hard to get a chick.
So I mean, just let it happen.
And then your dick exploded.
You just let it happen.
Shit. That will explain why I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh my god. So then, the other half of the episode is all about the Rose Amazon.
Who, holy fucking shit, this guy is awesome!
Before we talk about the Rose Amazon.
So much.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about the scene that had Northcaster?
Yeah, so Northcaster was just sitting watching with us because he was over hanging out. So, like, it cuts to, like, this, like, I guess,
the
salon or something like that.
It cuts to a Rose salon.
Yeah.
Where this one chick, who shockingly enough is named Emily.
That was weird to learn as she was on her deathbed.
Yeah. It's basically like cleaning this girl's hair. It's like, oh, can you lean your head back a bit? hits, like...
literally jabs the ceiling with a broom.
Yeah.
Opening a fucking air vent.
Pulls yeah, I was expecting, like, an rope. Amazon, like, tongue to come out and pull her up or something.
But no, in a
what happened.
In a scene that could have been written by fucking Looney Tunes... chunk!
Okay.
They might as well have written Acme on the side of the fucking guillotine blade.
Yeah, because there's a... she pulls this rope, a guillotine pulls out of nowhere, it comes out of nowhere, decapitates the woman.
Drops the head right in the sink.
And it's like the thing is that it was so funny because it was just like that.
Yeah. How fucking long must it have taken to set that up? Jesus Christ.
Alright, so I have the air vent. When I open it, you know, the guillotine's gonna fall.
Well, no, she pulled a cord and then the guillotine
yeah.
fell.
Well, no, that's why I was, getting to. It's like, but how are you gonna make sure the guillotine gets back up there?
Shit.
Alright, I'll have a rope. That way I can pull on it, and then if I pull on it again, it'll just go up.
At this point, it wouldn't have been entirely out of character for when she yanked the cord that summoned the guillotine. You just hear,
what the fuck?
Yeah, the entire time I was just like in the back of my head, just humming Sweeney Todd.
We actually, Sel was laughing so hard, and I was in the middle of writing a note, so I didn't see it. So for both reasons, we had to pull it back and watch.
middle of saying that the Power Rangers movie was so far the best tokusatsu thing that has happened this year.
That's because you don't count X-Aid, because you're a fucking weirdo.
And you don't like
Q-Ranger? Because X-Aid's not done yet.
So we're made to believe that Emily is the one who is the Amazon, but then when like this team of like 4C mercs or whatever
Captain
comes
and
in,
a dog, fucking B and or C team,
and a dog.
Oh yeah, Baron the dog.
A dog named Baron.
Oh my god!
Like, you see these soldiers running, and you see the dog. It's like. It's not like this giant like pit bull security dog.
No, it's not like a German Shepherd.
No, it's like a tiny like it's the size of that water bottle.
It's a tiny little dog.
Or like,
yeah.
like the size of that Hobbit cup.
It's
no,
a
like
dog.
The Cineplex cups.
Yeah. Okay, we get the size.
Well, they don't know. Well, Lane said the Hobbit cup. Nobody knows what the Hobbit cup is.
Okay, anyways,
it's a small doggo.
The funniest
size of a loaf of bread.
It was the funniest, one of the funniest things ever to just see like the team just like in military gear with fucking guns in their hand and running into a building, and one of them's just got the fucking tiny dog on a leash.
Get her, boy! Get her, Baron!
Yeah, that was something that really bugged me was the fact that after that encounter. You never see the dog again.
Baron.
They mentioned the dog, but it's like, where's the dog?
Baron.
Where's the dog?
Literally, you can kill all the people you want. Where's the dog? Where is the dog?
The dog will come back. In Superman 2.
The dog is now on Amazon.
We were saying, wouldn't it be cool if like the dog just pulled a fucking Miku from Double and just turned into a dog Amazon?
And then, you know, like, basically, they shoot Emily. That sounds hard to say. It actually sounds shocking.
They fucking pop her in the head because they think she's the Amazon. Whoops.
Yeah,
no! No sleeping.
Yeah, she's running. Shoot her in the... Shoot her. Boom.
She... Wait.
Immediate cut. Yeah, she was human. Fuck!
And then, you know, I came up with a clever idea because I was sitting right beside me, so my creative geniuses was just flowing. What if we had an episode of Amazons when we weren't dealing with an Amazon, but with, like, a Hannibal
Lecter
kind of person.
Like a copycat?
Yeah, like someone that... someone...
Except
that,
you're forgetting the fact that...
Somebody that actually eats people.
Except
you mean what they did last season with that one dude who was beating the shit out of people for fun?
Yeah. Also, you forget the fact that the reason they find these people is because they have people specifically calibrated with abilities that hunt actual Amazons. He was in the building, that's why they went there.
Right.
He was literally in the next room.
And she was with him so much that she probably
smelled
like an Amazon, which is why Doggo McDoggo was like, that's her.
And then, you know, instead of keep going with the animal motif of the series, or like of season two, we get Rose Amazon.
Yeah, and this guy was fucking sweet.
And much like with Super Saiyan Rose, it's never explained why it's called Rose.
And much like Gargamon, he has pants.
He's got pants now.
And he literally fucking decapitated like every single fucking dude.
His weapon was perfect because it was a fucking pair of hedge clippers.
And then, and then he had like fucking like whip fingers.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh yeah.
He's Edward Scissors Hands.
By far my favorite Amazon design.
He was badass.
And of course it's like, oh, because like he kills Emily. Again, that sounds horrible.
No, but the worst part about that scene is the fact that, like, and this is, like, it's technically next episode, but we're talking about both. The worst thing about that whole scene is, like, so, Shuya, the guy's name is, he shows up at the hospital while she's there after taking that gunshot, and, like, he's covered in blood because he's been fighting. And first off,
legit killed everybody in the hospital.
First off, we were all like, how did he get through all the security? Oh, he probably killed them. Immediate cut to a dead orderly on the floor.
Guy.
Immediate reverse zoom pan.
Yeah. I'm like, see, I told you. But no, the absolute worst part is the show teased us with an actual heartfelt moment where he's like, oh, Emily, you are the one that I love the most, the one that I want to be with the most, the one that I want to eat the most. God damn it! Really?
And then I made
Speaking of the Looney Tunes moment, when he decapitates that one guy in front of the van.
Yeah. Oh, called that immediately. Like, you see him get out of the vehicle, and based on the angle, I immediately, like, and dead! Turn around, slice.
No, and then, like, the elimination team or whatever comes, and, like, the two other guys are just standing there in front of, like, their captain's decapitated corpse is going, oh, that could have been us.
They're just the weird part about that is they were just standing there, like, motionless, and I could have bet money that they had already been killed, but they weren't.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I was expecting, like,
their heads to slide off.
Kurosaki to walk over and be like, hey, what's wrong? Tap one of them on the shoulder. They both just, like, fall down from, like, their waist down or something.
Their heads just slide off.
Yeah.
There was also one really, like, when the the B or C team is getting murdered, there was this one really, I hate to say, funny shot where a guy who had already been cut in half, both of his pieces were, like, flung over a roof and landed next to another guy.
Yeah, next to two other guys, and then the guy just drops down and just attacks both of them.
That was just, like, grotesquely funny somehow.
But yeah, Shuya ate Emily, leaving a rose on her dead corpse.
Oh, he only ate her head, weirdly. The rest of her body was there.
And then I made the famous quote ever. It wasn't the planes. It was truly beauty that killed the beast.
Yeah.
He loved her so much.
No, it was the beast that killed Beauty in this scenario.
Yeah, we were making jokes like the Shuya has to, like, find true love's first kiss before his own petals fall off.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Or he'll remain.
But no, it wasn't true. It wasn't true love. He just wanted to eat her. Typical male.
Now, can we just have Shuya singing Evermore?
You have killed my girlfriend. You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
That's pretty much what Haruka's thinking these episodes.
Yeah. So, like, Haruka's kind
of,
like...
Speaking of that, there was a thing I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
When the, like, E-team calls for, Chihiro and, Iyu, they called it Sigma and Neo.
Well, yeah, because she's pretty much the new Sigma. Yeah.
Right, but they never specified that until just then. That was a...
I didn't notice that, actually.
It was just something I happened to see. I was like, they called her Sigma. Interesting.
Well, she is Sigma 2.0.
Well, yeah.
Or...
But this was, like, the first time Sigma they've actually 2. Said that.
Yeah.
So, it seems Haruka's, like, focus this episode was, like, he wants to, like, he wants to kill Iyu so he can, like, put her to rest. So, because he doesn't like what they're doing with her.
So here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Are Haruka and Mamo on the same side, or...
Kind of, but not really. Haruka wants to keep Mamoru alive, but he's not on board with the war against humans.
This season is a
clusterfuck of ideas.
Is a fatal four-way that just turns into all shades of gray.
And just like every Toku show, except for a couple of recent entries, Every time someone shows up and interrupts a fight, everyone just decides to fuck off and walk away.
Or everyone decides to stand around and, you know, not do... Like the other character, I can't remember his name, the guy with the crutch in the second episode.
Nagase,
he's like, you have guns!
Fucking shoot him!
Shoot him!
Shoot him!
Shoot him!
Oh, one other joke, when we were talking about Kano probing Iyu for info and Chihiro going, oh, you have fun? Just like, this whole series, everyone's telling Chihiro, fucking stop treating her like she's still a person. And I immediately launched into, she is a toy!
And that's how we got into the whole, like, arm joke.
Yeah.
You are a strange, sad little man.
But you have my pity. Farewell.
Yeah.
Actually, now the hand.
Wrong.
Do you,
well, no,
do
no.
you
like,
see
this
belt?
Does.
Oh. I'm Mrs. Nesbitt.
I'm the Crow Amazon! You see the ring?
Okay.
You see the eye? And she stared at me with her one eye.
You gotta give him the lazy eye!
Like the scene where Tachibana was like kind of debriefing Fuku and Mizuki, and he's like, so I heard you encountered like some Amazons, and you didn't kill them. Why?
What the fuck was that about?
You did find the water source, though. Source of the water, though, which is good. But I don't care if like you're friends with these people. Kill them if you see them.
Well,
thank you.
I thought the thing was like, you know, they were outnumbered.
No, but their job is to hunt
they
Amazons.
They have guns.
No, and Kurosaki even made a point. He's like, yeah, when you guys signed up for this, like, you said that your past wouldn't, like, get involved with your work.
And
you're letting your past get involved with your work.
And as everyone forever in-universe and out-predicted, it got in the way.
Yeah.
It's like Broly all over again. He's so cool, but his backstory's so dumb.
But just, like, fuck, man, like, the choreography in the show still continues to impress me. So, like, when Neo and Crow were, like, fighting Rose Amazon, it was just, like, fucking awesome.
It was
fighting.
Where's Kamen Rider Shin? Because Haruka was about to do Shin's, like, finisher. Because, like, you guys remember Shin's finisher? Basically, like, decapitate the person, like, basically dislocate the person's, like, spinal cord from their body and just hang.
You know what else was really funny? Mm-hmm. Like, after the Rose guy, like, eats his girlfriend, you just cut to outside, you hear just nonchalant window shatter, and then he just...
Yeah, legit, like, there's no sound. It's just him. He legit hopped the fence and just booked it.
The funniest part was just how the window shatter sound was just so quiet and nonchalant. And then you just see him bailing.
Now, if this was
a
comedy show... It would be hilarious if everybody was just standing outside the hospital and you just see him in the background.
He just walks into a wall of guns.
No, just him in the background, just like quietly sneaking away.
Yeah, everyone's watching the door and he's just walking behind them looking over. Oh shit.
Yeah.
What is this, Blue Harvest? What if the stormtroopers come through another door? You just have to ask that question, dude.
Yeah, and of course, when everyone clashes inside the factory,
it turns into the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, Neo and Omega fight Rose for a while, but then Omega goes to use Violent Punish on Iyu, but then psych, he stabs Neo in the gut.
And then Neo looks like he's about to transform into his actual Amazon form, and no.
Yeah.
No, he just doesn't do anything.
I was kind of expecting like maybe like a Neo Wild or like an actual Amazon monster form, something.
But no. Nothing.
I feel like since they didn't show any of it off like they did with the with everything else, that it's not going to happen. Seeing as we still haven't gotten Neo or Neo Omega.
Yeah,
and there's only seven episodes left in
We're
the series.
We're all looking forward to seeing how the fuck Neo Omega happens.
Yeah, but it was so fucking funny seeing like Haruka just like impale and just cut open Chihiro, and I'm just like, you're bad. And I just thought of it as just like, I'm the best protagonist! Not you! Me!
Oh, I would laugh if, you know, Amazon Neo, like Omega Neo, whatever it's called, was only in show Superhero Taisen. It just never shows up in the actual show.
But yeah, Haruka.
Oh, I just thought about something really horrible.
What?
As far as we know, there's only one film.
Yes.
So you're saying he takes it from Chihiro?
I think he kills Chihiro and takes the belt.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, make him the main character.
He doesn't have a belt. He just has the armlet.
All right. We already found out.
But yeah, Haruka is trying to, like, put Iyu out of her misery. And he's like, oh, this isn't what your father wanted. My mind immediately goes to, yeah, he wanted to eat her.
Yeah. I gotta eat, dude. Gotta eat.
And then, like, Fuku and Mizuki show up, and they're like, yeah, sorry, we were late, traffic was bad. Oh, and yeah. I just immediately, my brain goes to them sitting in traffic honking at cars.
So, you know what, and then my brain immediately went to the Family Guy skit where Peter's talking to the devil on his shoulder. He's like, I don't know, hey, where's the other guy? And the angel Peter's just stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, I'm biz.
Like, I'm late for work!
Oh, that's just great. Yeah.
Just sitting in traffic. So, you on Amazon, huh? Shut
no,
up.
No. Ichi.
Just shut up and drive.
The fake Doors commercial from Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Boop, step on it. Mizuki gets a suitcase. We don't know what's in it.
It's
probably
it's the HP rounds.
It's the glowy dildo gun.
Yeah. They're like, use it if you see Haruka!
Yeah.
Proceeds to not use it.
But I feel like Haruka is going to be like the kind of like main focus of the show again, just because I feel like he's going to be the one who bridges the gap between Amazon and humanity.
He's
going
to be the one to broker peace between everyone.
Yeah.
Through force, if necessary.
He is the Amazon that will change the way humanity looks at them.
Yeah.
He walks the path of humanity.
Ooh. Well, like his thing right now.
Speaking of walking the path.
End of Amazonity.
Yep, so this two-parter does end with a familiar face.
Well, before we talk about the end of it, right, there was one other scene that was worth mentioning. So, earlier in the episode, like, you see Chihiro, like, at a cake shop, and he tries to, like, get a cake, because maybe invoke feelings!
Yeah, because when he talked to Cripple Guy, that's all I'm going to say.
We're sorry that we can't remember.
Nagase!
We're sorry we can't
it's
remember.
It's Nagase.
We need a book. We need an almanac with everybody's face, photo, and a name.
I just didn't care to learn his name because I figured he'd be dead by now.
I know, right? There have been so many times where I'm like, oh, he's fucking dead.
Like he met Chihiro. It's like,
I was hoping Mamu was just going to like rip his arm off and be like, see, I kill people now.
Yeah.
I'm a bad guy. But, run away. Rawr. No,
he meets Chihiro. And he's like, you want to make YouTube videos again?
Yeah, the two of them meet up.
just make react videos of their old videos.
But no, like, so at the end of the second episode that we watched, like, it cuts back to Chihiro going back to his bike, and it fucking dumped over for some reason, so the cake is ruined.
I just want to see
when the Rose Amazon attacked him, he tackled him and knocked over the bike.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just want to see a director's cut of Haruka leaving, see the bike.
Just Haruka just kicks it over.
Just while he's leaving.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, just...
Are we going to see him again? Probably. Just flipping everyone off as he goes.
No,
As he walks by, he just kicks the kickstand up and just walks off.
Just dumps
well,
it.
Well, another interesting thing, too, about...
The reason I was bringing that up is because the funny bit right there is just how Chihiro tries to salvage the cake, and then we get the fucking absolutely stupid and unnecessary but still somehow funny moment where he trips and fucking pies her in the face.
And fucking skull that shit.
And it triggers a flashback of her actually getting a cake to the face.
And it's like, just cue the Balkan Skull theme.
Yeah, in which her thumbnail will be her literally covered in cake and blood. So.
Well, no, it's just cake.
But just a quick last thing I wanted to mention about Haruka is...
Chihiro cream pie to EU. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh!
There you go. Haruka also said, like, I, like, will want to continue to protect, like, my people, but I also want to find a place for us that we can live in peace, so...
Which, you know, was the entire fucking point of the end of Season 1!
Amazonia!
Five years and it hasn't happened!
Ermagoodness. They're gonna die, and then he's gonna meet up with you. It's like, we finally found the perfect place to live in peace.
Heaven.
The afterlife?
Yeah, and then they're just going to walk off into the afterlife.
Oh my god.
Lovers.
Yeah, they are.
And then they get respawned.
Chihiro loves her.
Sorry? What was that, Noble?
I said, yeah, and then they get respawned as icons for the next ghost crossover.
Oh, no!
No, and as they're walking through the afterlife, they see Ryo and Melee from Deku Ranger. Hey. Are we copying your thing? Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Can you guys just go fuck off over there? In that direction?
I mean, the Amazons are in Japan, so couldn't they just, like, inhabit one of the smaller islands?
I don't know.
Anyways, so next week's episode is called The Third Degree, and we learn more about Chihiro's origins, and we get to see Jin, finally, so thank fucking God.
He finally wandered in at the end of the episode in the rain in a badass Jedi robe.
Well, yeah.
That kind of reminds me of Anin Ranger where...
There is nothing I cannot eat.
What makes you wonder, though, where's Nanaha?
There is nothing I can see.
But like I just said...
He's blind.
Yeah. That shot of him right at the end of the episode was fucking badass, though.
No, but I just can't wait to see just him in the alpha suit with, like, fucking gray eyes.
And, like, the thing is, like, he doesn't say anything. He just walks in.
Yeah.
From, from the studio, because it doesn't look like an actual location.
Yeah, no, I like to think Jin's, by this point, has gone completely batshit crazy. So, because, like, he was not in the right mind at the end of season one. He was just like, nope, I'm gonna fucking kill all of you.
Oh my goodness. He's the villain from Kubo and the Two Strings.
Ooh, spoilers.
And it's like, why are you blind? Because I want you to see the world as I see it. Dark and meaningless.
Okay. So that is our episode.
What's his girlfriend's name again?
Nanaha.
Do you think she just puts things in front of him to make him trip just to be an asshole?
Probably.
You know, since
that's why he left her.
Yeah, we don't even know if they're still together. Because remember, it's been 5 years.
I'm sure they're still
Felicia.
Together, so she's in his stomach.
I was about to say, he probably fucking ate her.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, God!
In that order.
Or she died, in which it caught, he lived, but he was, blinded. That was his side effect.
We'll see. Wasn't he, partially blinded in the end of last season?
I don't think so.
He wasn't blind in the, in season one.
Okay, I thought his, eyes got...
So we're gonna find out how he gets blind, I hope.
And AKA how Alpha got his groove back. Again.
Anyways, Ichi, can you do the thing?
Yeah, the thing you weren't able to do the other day?
Oh, I wasn't able to do it.
Oh, I failed!
Yeah, I failed too.
I rolled a natural 1-2.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of Enter the Amazon! As always, the primary hub for our shenanigans is castranger.podbean.com. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/rscastranger. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios. Check out our newly publicized Discord server, which now, as of this week, allows anyone who's on the server to listen into live recordings. If you happen to be on while we're doing a thing, you can listen in.
Yep.
It used to be a Patreon exclusive feature, but no one was asking for it, so I decided to be generous. You're welcome. And lastly, please check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you. Gar is, hypnotized by the swinging Skype cables. He's like a cat. And Lane's got his Genji shuriken spear.
Hey.
Anyways, Noble, thank you for joining us again.
Yep.
Always happy to be on.
And we will see you all later this week / next week.
Bye.
Ultra Ranger Thursday. I don't know which Thursday, but it's coming out on Thursday.
Bye, everybody.